information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
The beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark bringing us in. That's Dime Store Halo, available at julienewmarkmusic.com. Close to the debut of her new blues stuff, and I'm going to ask her for another cut for our show. I'm going to ask her to, you know, hey, we've had Dime Store Halo. Hey, Julie, we need any of that rock and music to keep our audience going, so we are going to not just tell you about it, we are going to beg her for more samples. Soy milk, cow's milk, almond milk, hemp milk, rice milk. Which is the best? What should I be drinking? Goat's milk. And I'm sure that there's more and more that's going to come out. And I think that there's a ton of confusion about it. Holly, we are here to cut to the chase. Do you have a favorite?
Yes.
And
I would like to have a new ad campaign that says, got no milk.
Yes, definitely. We both agree then, no cow's milk.
When it comes to these, it's really, really, really darn important when it comes to alternatives to cow's milk and milk in general that we stay as close as possible to a food source and not an edible or drinkable product. And when I say that, what I mean, especially when we're talking about soy milk, it's a very heavily processed. And if you look at the ingredients of soy milk across the board, there's quite a few. And there's some fillers in there, et cetera, depending on what brand you buy. But there are some definitely fine points to hit when it comes to these alternatives. And my biggest thing is if you're going to choose an alternative to milk, make your own. I think we should make our own. Almond milk is really easy to make. We can throw
really?
A blog up there.
How do you make almond milk? Can you give us the 30-second scenario of how to make
almond milk? I'm going to save it for the blog.
Okay.
But what do you think about soy milk? Because that's the big teaser here.
I'm mixed on it. I'm mixed on all soy products. The thing about it is there's a simple fact that I'm biased because I don't do well with soy. When I eat anything soy, even beautiful edamame, which I adore, you know, they throw them out at the sushi bar, it is styrofoam. My body doesn't recognize it. It's like I ate car keys or something.
Right.
So for me, it's hard to separate that out. There are some people that, you know, and I think the Diadamos would say maybe A blood types and things that clearly can tolerate soy and that have been eating soy. I mean, look at all of Asia is not crazy, right? I mean, they've been doing soy. You know, I think though that I do probably like the fermented soy products, like the green,
the
soup's better.
You know, first of all, the thing with soy, I think that 99% of the crops are genetically modified, so it's a very creepy crop in that way. Also, very high in phytic acid, so it decreases your body's trypsin. It's an enzyme where you need that to break down your food and for digestion and for the minerals and vitamins that your biochemistry needs to make, but also those soy isolates and you know, people are getting too much soy, and we aren't modeling how they're doing it in Japan. I think that is, you know, you've got your soy pancake in the morning, and you got your soy milk, and then your soy smoothie, and then your soy, you know, protein bar, and your tofu and your tofurkey and all of that stuff, and then pretty much digestive disturbances ensue, and you've got these soy isolates that I think decrease the absorption of other really important minerals. And it's just not stacking up as far as, you know, cow's milk. We do have our beefs about that, you know, pardon the pun, seriously. The fact that bovine growth hormone is usually used in just regular
industrialized.
These
are all industrialized. It's GMO.
Exactly.
It's hormone. And they're trying to change the definition of milk now. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. They tried to change the definition of high fructose corn syrup and calling it corn sugar. What's the whole thing with milk?
They're trying to change the name. This is one of the organizations, Federal Safety Inspector something, so that the definition of milk can include certain artificial sweeteners and sugars and things, because they think that they're unfairly biased, that when people see the word milk versus, like, if they see soda, soda can have all sorts of things in it, right? So they get a chance to compete and do whatever they want. But when they say milk, they should be able to change up and add all these additives into there and only call it milk as well. And so they feel picked on. So they're changing the definition. And right now it's in this time where, you know, the public time that the public can complain about it right now. So it's, you know, that time where they're saying, hey, we think it's okay to change the definition of milk. And milk will basically be a product that contains milk but may include, and they'll just list off a bunch of chemicals.
Right.
And they won't have to list it on the label, which is always the problem we have. Buyer beware, but we have to have the information to beware.
Right.
The other thing about soy, and just I want to get back to the point, you know, soy milk, is it better? Same, is it still is estrogenic in a world where we just simply don't need more estrogens. We just don't
need
more. No,
I hear you there, but I want to kind of pick this apart. As we know,
okay.
Phytoestrogens, so plant estrogens, they're phenolic in nature, right? So they're a whole different chemical structure, like our body's steroid or the xenoestrogens from our environment. A lot stronger, phytoestrogens, phenolic compound. Don't you think that perhaps in certain cases we could use in appropriate dosages those phytoestrogens, those phenolic compounds, to block the harmful effects of the more stronger estrogens? And wouldn't it be then beneficial? But I think, to your point, people just go overboard when they do it.
Yeah, here's my answer to that. The answer is I don't know.
Okay.
I simply don't know. Some people I know that have used soy milk for years, they just feel good with it. They feel fine. And I think that's a really important tell that I just don't and that they do. I don't know if these types of estrogens could be protective versus the dangerous ones. But also, I just like to say for the record that hemp milk has a lot of the same problems as soy milk or some of the same benefits. So when you're looking at these milk substitutes, you should think of hemp like soy. The hemp people like to say all these great things about it, but they don't tell you it's estrogenic like soy.
Right.
Now, you might get benefits from that or other stuff. I always stick with almond and rice milks, and I have
you
people
do.
Rotate
okay.
between the two. I guess I'm chicken. I don't know. I just like it's
no,
milk.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I do, and if people need to use milk, first of all, I always tell people, especially when there's these products out there that are more sort of like edible products or drinkable products and not real food, that if you eat too much of them, you're gonna develop an allergy to them. You're gonna or sensitivity, I should say. And so it's important to alternate. And so I would tend to agree with you. You know, I think for the most part, now raw goat's milk, you know, if you got your own goat out there and you're milking them and that goat is taking in really good food, and that might be an option. But I think what's really important when we're talking about soy milk or these other alternative to cow's milk products, it's really important to understand how you might be reacting to them and also know that there's options and you can alternate between the two of them.
Yeah, you can, and especially the one thing about soy is it does tend to be more allergenic than things like rice or almond milk. So
right.
It is something that you wouldn't want to do all the time on a regular basis, because soy allergy is very, very common. It's one of the top ones. We see it in babies all the time. We were on soy formula. Soy formula, when it came out, everybody thought, well, thank God, because women's breast milk would dry up. Some of the kids couldn't handle the cow's milk. They're forgetting about goat, which is still my favorite for kids who can't do breast, as long as you add in some folic acid and stuff like that. But it's something that you're going to have to rotate through that soy a little bit or keep it to a minimum. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I definitely think that absolutely. I think that keeping soy milk, honestly, with it, you know, this segment is sort of dying out because it's like I feel like you and I pretty much don't do milk at all. I don't do milk at all. I think people, because what is milk usually used for? It's used as to put on something like cereal, which I don't do, or in coffee or what have you, or perhaps with baking. And I know that, those that you need milk at some times, but if you think about milk, you know, I think we still have to understand it is a processed product if it doesn't come right from the source. So if we can't go out and literally, you know, grab onto the udder of our goat or our cow or milk it ourselves from almonds that we have control over as far as being organic and non-genetically modified, I think it's the same thing we always talk about. You got to reduce exposure. And it's so important.